welcome to the Wine Vault and Merry Christmas. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all enjoy the Ferrari Carano Tresor Bordeaux blend from California. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault and Merry Christmas. It is Christmas tonight. And because we are festive and we are celebrating the season, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Merry Christmas to all.
I'm also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
On tonight's show, folks, we are going to celebrate Christmas annually. This is our sixth Christmas here on the Wine Vault.
Really?
I think so, yeah. So six seasons.
Yeah,
300 and I don't know how many episodes.
Six seasons.
Yeah. We are ending the sixth season here shortly.
I would have said like four Christmases together.
I don't know, six.
Wow.
And we do every year on.
That's true, yeah. Because we were podcasting before Lukey was born.
Yeah, it was 2017 was the end of season one.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
Wow.
We started this whole shebang in 2016. But on tonight's episode, we have our traditional gift exchange. Naturally, but we also always have a wine of higher cut.
No more.
What's that Mary Taylor white Bordeaux that you like so much? That we don't know where it came from and how it's made.
What is this meat you brought? It feels like bologna.
It has a first name, and it's salami. Thank you very much. Triple B's back on the Tonight Show.
I've been eating it.
It
has a second name.
It tastes like salami bologna. It tastes like bologna.
It's boar's head salami bologna.
I'm not above it. I'm just saying it's bologna. What do you think, Scott?
You probably are above it.
Mm-hmm. I love bologna.
Well, it has a first name.
I love that we're being fancy about the wine. But when I first met Rob, his family's church ran a booth at this local fair, and they made fried bologna sandwiches. And I never had one before. Have you ever had a fried bologna sandwich, Scott? Sure.
Might have had one tonight.
Really?
Might have.
They are the best thing in the world. And you get like really thick sliced bologna. You can do thin, but thicker is better.
I disagree. It's a must. It has to be at least a chunk.
It's definitely better that way.
3/8 inch or thicker.
And a lot of mushroom, tomato, lettuce. So good. Our local ice cream shop does a fried bologna sandwich.
It's such a simple thing. Mm-hmm. But and you have to have a good bun.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of bologna sandwiches, the wine that we have on the
show. Hold on. Before we move on.
Oh!
You don't have to have a bun because I am gluten-free and I eat it wrapped in lettuce. And okay. I think it's very good.
My point was, it has to be good. The appropriate bread if you're going to go sandwich style.
Would you pick like the honey? What are those?
It needs to be a nice, lightly toasted bun.
Oh.
Some people do a Texas toast. That's too much for me.
Yeah.
Texas toast?
Yeah.
No. Texas toast sucks.
I think you have glitter on your face.
That's right. Because I was hanging out with strippers.
Oh, Lord.
The wine on tonight's show is not associated with bologna sandwiches, but it is from Ferrari Carano.
Did Wilfred know about that?
What? The strippers?
Yes.
Who do you think the stripper was?
The condition of being on the show tonight is no Wilfred voice.
Yes, it's my... This is not Wilfred. I am Wilfred's sister, Mildred. Yes. Well, nevertheless. Yes, I'm nicer. Besides the fact, Wilfred, last week, I want to apologize for Scott's behavior.
My behavior.
We've never talked about this. Scott actually does Wilfred's voice. It's not me. I don't do that voice.
Of course.
It's not my voice. I don't do that.
So not only do I do Wilfred's voice, I speak it at the same time as I'm speaking.
You're very, very talented.
It's
you're like Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist.
It's been well established that I'm not that talented.
Well, that's true.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You have to know who you are.
Well, that's fair enough, yes. But this is not just any Ferrari Carano. It's their Tesoro, and that means treasure in French. And this is their Bordeaux blend. We've had Bordeaux blends from virtually every winery that we've bought and brought on the show. But
we've drank Bordeaux blends.
We have.
You and I?
I know. This comes in around $50. Sometimes it's a little bit less. Sometimes a little bit more if you paid too much.
Where'd you get it?
I don't know. I could have bought it on wine.com. I could have bought it in the store. You can buy this in Giant Eagle and some nicer wine shops.
There were some listings as low as $35 online.
Oh. Sometimes. But it's a premium wine.
What's this thing at the top? Is that a tree?
I don't know. It's a crest. It's embossed at the top. So
the wine bottle itself is what Becky's talking about. Yeah. I guess.
I can't really tell. Embossed. I can't tell if it's a vase of flowers, a vase. Or if it's a tree or what it is. I don't think it's an animal. That was what my first concern was.
They wouldn't have a crest then. I mean, they're not. This isn't Chateauneuf or, you know, Hermitage where they do that. But I don't know what that is. It's hard to tell. But
it's kind of fancy.
It's way fancy.
It says Sonoma County, but it does have some Napa in it. So it's 67.
Thank you for a kiss.
I know. 67% Cabernet, 12% Malbec. 12% Petit Verdot, 7% Merlot, and 2% Cab Franc. It's Alexander Valley, Napa, Dry Creek, and Russian River Valley.
Nice. What
their
a collection.
Their custom embossed bottle and dramatic sunset painting by Marco Sasson emphasize Ferrari Carano's commitment to produce superior red wine. I don't know how that emphasizes it.
Well, they think it does. Here's a question. Is it a picture? It's a beautiful painting, actually.
It's a sunset.
Is it of a valley? It looks like a river. Is that the Napa River or is it something else? It doesn't say, probably.
What's the sun setting over there?
No, that's a coastline.
Oh, is it a coastline?
That's coastline.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like a river.
Coastline and then like a... It's
I see waves.
Opposite color of sky. The sky's yellow and burnt orange and red.
I like that
painting. It's beautiful.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I would like a print of that. That's nice. Very lovely painting. But it's also a lovely wine. Scott and I recently had the Ronnie Strunk Symmetry. This is a direct competitor to that.
Hmm.
I don't know. Friendly competition is always nice.
Why did you give Ronnie Strunk's?
90-91.
It was good.
Yes, very, very good. A little more cab, but not too much. And once again, just like every one of these other blends that are like this, the blend changes from year to year. Currently, I think it's 74% cab. And then you might see a whole change underneath there. As a matter of fact, I can tell you. Currently, it's 74% cab, 10% Malbec. This is the 17 vintage I'm talking about. 6% Merlot, 5% Petit Verdot, 5% Cab Franc. So, always you're going to have the predominant beast be Cabernet. So, should be very exciting. It should be something that's topical.
Should be.
We like Ferrari Carano. We like Ferrari Carano. We like.
You love Ferrari Carano.
I know.
One of my favorites.
You love the cab.
I love the Merlot.
I like Ferrari Carano.
I love the Merlot.
I wouldn't say I love it. I like Ferrari Carano. You all love.
The cab always hits the spot, you know. Mm-hmm. And the Merlot is very, very nice. Haven't had it in a few years. We need to have it again. And then their whites are nice. You know, their Pinot. I haven't had their Pinot recently, but in the past, you can get an Anderson Valley Pinot for $30.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Have another reserve. See, they have a reserve Cabernet. They have a reserve. I don't know if they have reserve Merlot, at least that you can buy. But this is still in their classic line. So they have different. They have like some single vineyard stuff. So this is still in the, you know, you see, I call it Art Deco, silver label stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the top of that. The top of that heap. So then they go into some single vineyard stuff and the reserve stuff beyond that. But Ferrari Carano never gets wildly expensive. I don't think they have anything that costs $200 or anything like that. I mean, they're not idiots in that regard. Well, so it can get hard to find when you start getting into some of the
single vineyards. Maybe you just don't have access to buy it.
You can buy it online.
Hmm. Well, maybe they have high-end stuff that you don't have access to is what I'm saying.
How dare you? How dare you suggest that I have no access?
Now that I put that.
I'm a man of access.
Right.
Oh, no, excess. Whatever. One other point, it's on French, and they say European oak. 20 months. European being Croatian. most likely. Hungarian. Could be Hungarian.
Tell me that again.
French
the O-King is
also
what?
In Europe.
I know, but that's what they say.
Say it again, what it is.
French and European oak.
French and European.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. Yes, but they, unfortunately, are not. So.
You said Croatian. Haven't we seen, what's the other one, Hungarian?
Yeah, they said European, so it must be a blend of those two. Why wouldn't you just, well, they want you to know it's French, mind you.
Right.
But Hungarian, that's very much, it's a little more neutral, actually, than everything else. So, and Croatian, you see that a lot in Italian wines, but.
We've had nothing but love for Hungarian.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe they're pandering to American snobbery.
American
stupidity, the stupid Americans.
It is a traditional French Bordeaux blend, not from, obviously, Bordeaux, but even this is a similar, although you're not going to see all varietals in a lot of different Bordeaux. So if you're over in Saint-Julien, you will see 67% Cabernet. That is, the 60s is very, very popular for a lot of the cab-centric ones.
75% is pretty high, though.
Yeah, yeah. But this one's 67. So this is the 15. So this is 67.
Okay.
So that is very, very in line with that. Now, after that, though, you're going to see normally, it's not every time, folks, but a lot of them, you're going to see a three different varietals. Mm. Now, I can see all five. They're not crazy like that. They try to be a little bit more succinct. But
yeah, and you might have a kiss of 1% of another thing.
You might. As you get cheaper, you're normally seeing one or two, maybe three things, too. So.
So I tried to find some information about that embossed symbol, and I think that it's a building covered by another sky scene. I don't know.
It could be their winery.
Look through the that's
think
what
it
I'm
might
thinking.
Be a winery?
I think that's the building of the winery, and then the upper part. Look at it like through the
no,
light
that, bulb. That's a vase.
I think it's a vase with flowers.
It's a vase with flowers. Mm. Vase, yes. That's what that is. I looked at wine.com. Look at their...
It is really hard to tell. I kind of like that you can't exactly tell what it is.
And why I think that's a building is because you've got that linear structure below it, and then there's three columns that go upright. That's what makes me think that's a building.
That's the base. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
That's the base of the vase?
Base of the vase, yeah. And there's like a little thing that comes down at the bottom below those three things.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it on wine.com. And they actually have their stock sticker on there. They didn't do a very good job with their picture, as I'll point out. Go on, folks, to the 15 vintage of Terrasaur, and you're going to see the most lazy picture ever in the history. Wilford must have done that. Yeah, I did.
You reviewed it.
I accidentally uploaded my own photos first. That didn't go too well.
That's why it looks like a vase. I think it looks like a building.
People have said that about me, too. I'm not going to talk about that. No. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break, mind you. But we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn, or Spreaker, or Podbean, or some other app I've never heard of, but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the 2015 Ferrari Carano Terrasaur. It does have some reviews, and I'm going to read them. Yes. Thank you. This is James Suckley, and the Triple B did have parameters about Wilfred, and I understand that because he is he's disgusting, creepy, misogynistic, everything that's an istic or a phobe, Wilfred is that. And quite frankly, he is the thing that he's afraid of as well. He's a conundrum and a riddle. And I'm secretly in love with him. But I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, the first review is from the tasting panel. I was never on that panel, Scott. Have you ever met the tasting panel?
Not in the light of day.
No. You met them at night.
In the dark alley.
I don't recall.
It was in the bathroom of the Tamarack, wasn't it? You tapped twice.
Not that I recall.
Oh, okay.
In the Tamarack.
obtuse reference to bathrooms of the Tamarack.
What yes. Like Wilford did to you. He told me about that. I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, the tasting panel gave it 94 of their points, and they wrote, a dark, aromatic blend of all five Bordeaux varieties, smooth and ripe, with notes of plum, berries, and spice, as well as a nice, complex hint of toasty oak. Long and rich, it's truly a treasure. You know, when they said all five Bordeaux varieties, I expected them, for padding's sake, to name all five, but they don't.
To get all their words in.
They don't know them.
They don't get paid by the word.
They're like, duh.
Yeah.
Wine folly. Oh.
Karen Young.
Barbera.
For this Christmas episode, you picked a wine that I would not favor.
That's from Ferrari Carano, though.
I don't know. I think you're going to love that. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be your
I
new
was
all-time
all
favorite.
Out of strawberry wine. I just didn't have any.
Oh, Lord.
I think this will be good. But next. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Not, yes. Not Will, not you, James. It's, all these voices in my head. I can't, you know.
It's a problem.
Yes, it's a Southern man. I couldn't remember how to do this voice, so I had to think about it.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, the Wine Spectator, they gave it 93 of their points, and they wrote, delightfully rich, charming, and accessible, with ripe, firm tannins, and a compelling core of rich, dry berry, or dark berry. I can't read, you see. I left school when I was 14 years old, Scott. It's a sad story.
Well,
I'll tell it later. Licorice, sage, and cedar flavors. Impressive throughout. They did actually name all five varieties because they're lazy. Drink now through 2030. And yes, hi, this is Wilford. I did review this wine, Scott. I'm not here to be a pervert, which is a rare thing. Anyway, I gave it 92 of my points. I liked it a lot. And I they put my diary in the, they published it again. Commentary. The 2015 Ferrari Carano Terrasoy shows how well Sonoma County fares with Bordeaux-style red blends. Although they get some from Napa. It's okay, never mind. Tasting notes. This wine deftly combines aromas and flavors of black fruits, savory spices, and tar. Enjoy its smooth ride with a spit-roasted leg of lamb. I knew what I was writing when I wrote it. I knew what I was saying.
It's good that you knew what you were writing when you wrote it.
Did I see lamb in our fridge?
Yes, you did. I know.
That's delicious.
It is.
Lamb is delicious.
I'm going to cut it up and have lollipops, maybe. Lollipop, lollipop, boy, lollipop.
By the way, this is not a dinosaur we're drinking. It's Tresor, not Pterosaurus Rex.
No, it's Pterosaur. Or Tresor. I've heard it both ways.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was in my mind Pterosaur.
Why is it Pterosaur?
It could be Tresor or Pterosaur. I heard it both ways.
I think it's Tresor.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is?
Treasure in France.
Tresor.
Weird because it's American,
but it's a Bordeaux blend anyway.
I like the name. Treasure's a fine name for a wine, but particularly if you turn it into French, so you're tricking people.
And there was one more review: wine enthusiast, but no one gives a rotten fuck what they.
Well, how enthusiastic were they?
88 of their points.
That's not very enthusiastic.
No, but they gave that also to Cemetery.
They did.
Yeah, so fuck them anyway. In the ear. No, but they didn't put them on. They didn't get on the wine.com. Yeah, they just don't. Virginia Boone also, if you want to send hate mail, that's who you send that to. Mm. So in the glass, this is dark.
What glass are we drinking it
in? The Grand Bordeaux glasses.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Because we can.
I feel like I sometimes have to set you up to brag about them.
No, I mean, I have, you know, a set. Two sets, actually. I had two Cab Merlot glasses broke, so went on Amazon, and was going to buy those, and then I saw these were on sale. I went, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
Get those.
How did they break? Have you already discussed it?
Let's not talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
You're going to be emotional about this?
No, I don't want to talk
about it. A broken wine glass can be an emotional thing.
Can be.
And especially the way they were broken.
Mm-hmm. Let's just don't talk
about it. It was his own fault.
No, wasn't.
Loki.
Oh, no.
Well, that was different glasses. Those were New World Syrah glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did these ones get broken?
I don't remember. It's been a while. Oh, I think they broke on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was one of those situations where I opened the cabinet and something, like, flew out and broke the thing. It scared the crap.
She didn't break them. They broke on her.
No, I mean, like, it exploded right in front of me.
That was how you described it.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. It was everywhere.
When Lukey did, he threw something, and he got yelled at, not just by me, by everybody.
Yeah, I wasn't home. No. I think William yelled at him.
William really yelled
at him. I think Henry and I were at basketball or something, and he chewed out.
Oh, my God. Lukey, stop throwing stuff in the house. Because he's throwing it at William.
So. On the nose.
On the nose.
It's a little jammy.
It does smell a little jammy.
It is surprising.
Red raspberry and even blueberry in there.
Mm-hmm. However.
There's the smokiness of the oak. I was just Mentholated debating alcohol. A little bit between smoky and toasty. To me, it's a little bit more smoky.
Yeah. Pick your poison, right? Because it's in the background. It's like
It's more charry than a little toasty.
More of a bonfire, just the embers.
I go with smoky. I like that.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Yeah. And it's such in the background. It's there's an interpretation involved.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised by the jamminess.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect that kind of berry intensity.
How long has this been on the decant?
Oh. What time is it? 9? Hour and a half. Well, it's been open for an hour and 45 minutes.
Let's go in.
Feels like there's also maybe like a green element in there. Like a...
Yes. Some sort of slight... Well, I would go grassiness, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ooh. First of all, it's young. I like the mouthfeel, and I like the use of oak. This is a very structured wine.
Those were the first two things I wrote down.
It has an immense amount of structure. It's framed like crazy. I've never had it. Almost as like a architectural
one
wine.
Two. I don't know. Three, like there's different rooms.
No, exactly, exactly. I've never experienced. Almost, it has form in the way it's like. Follow me through this room, okay? Then we'll go on to this room. It's very interesting in that regard.
It's also more full bodied than what I expected it to be.
Okay,
it's length too.
Mm-hmm.
It came out, and now then that
the finish is very long lasting.
Mm-hmm.
The finish is definitely more smoky than toasty.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty weighty as well. I mean, it really.
One
it's not
of
char,
the,
though,
mm-hmm.
either.
One of the reviews talked about cedar.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that. Yoking. On the palate, as I drink this, the oaking comes across. I can almost smell the cedar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
I don't know about if I'd say young, but this could take some more time in the bottle.
Oh, absolutely, because it has that mid palate, really, where it tightens up and it's astringent and it's tannic. If that opens up, you're going to have some lovely sweet fruit, because that's where it's all hiding. It's not though. You do have this berry blueberry nose, but it doesn't come out in the palate. It is a lot more linear in that sense, but it's a good linear. It's a very sophisticated wine.
I'm
glad I have more of this.
Another example of Ferrari Carano. The quality, they do what they do,
but they're doing it in a different way
this time.
Yeah, this one is a little bit more, it requires more thinking. The Cabernet, the straight cab, is Thanksgiving dinner. It's easy. It's something that you open, you drink, you enjoy. It's not even thinking about it. It's a quaffer. It can be a quaffer, a sipper. It's just a gorgeously done wine. But this wine shows a lot more artistry and thought. But it's not this beautiful, you know, Monet with the flat. It's more of a cubic artistic.
Or,
you know what I mean?
Like a Renoir.
Yeah.
Lots of brush strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How does it taste with bologna?
You're not going to live this one down. Break out the good salami for Rebecca, please.
It has a nice plastic feel too.
I can't decide if it's the cheese or the, I don't know.
Actually,
I don't know why
the salami will pair better with it.
This is obviously a really strong cab. Like the cab is the predominant grape, but it's also the most influential in this. What do you see from the other varietals in this? I'm having, like, truthfully having a little bit of a hard time getting other parts. That's why I'm asking too.
It's, you know, it's so cab driven.
Yeah.
I think the astringency is coming from the Merlot probably, mm-hmm. and the Malbec also as well.
Yeah, the Malbec is present in the mid palate,
but
it's California Malbec, so they can grow it there. But if it was something that was really well done in California, we'd be drinking California Malbec because you'd make money off it, and nobody really makes it there.
But
I do taste the flavor profile, a little bit of that slight sour cherry from a Malbec in that mid palate, you know. But the Petit Verdot, there's a lot of it in there. And I would say, as I'm sitting here and we're having this discussion, maybe a slight bit of graphite that just kind of slides through at the end of the mid palate.
Like with graphite with almost like tar going on. If you take your time with this and go slow with slight amounts, but pull a lot of air over it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on in this.
Oh, sure.
I got that.
And I could lie and pretend like I taste the Cab Franc.
I got that graphite pencil lead thing, but with that, there's that tar. I mean,
there's a lot more here than meets the eye. And so back to the Symmetry, when we had that, that is a more warm, pleasing fireside wine. This is a more, if you were going to study for your sommelier's exam, this would be a good wine to do to practice pulling things out of because of the elements are all there. This is a little bit more, the scores are higher on this wine too than the Symmetry. And you see where that is because of the complexity is just a little bit more here.
This is, in my opinion, good value for the price.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a person who has the ability to put and lay some bottles down, this is one to have.
Something that is a little bit interesting to me as I'm thinking through the oaking, that it's French and European. It's a little bit heavy-handed for French and European oaking. It works. It totally works with the wine. It just is more heavy-handed than what we normally see with European oaking.
Oh yeah. If you were Bordeaux, it would be. It's a little bit more potent than that. You know what I just got? Oh, wow. Was tobacco in the mid palate now?
I was going to ask that question as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got it too.
Tobacco tar.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese is that?
Why?
Oh, this one. That's that white cheddar.
Oh, okay. I just got an unusual tinge. I think it's from the salami. Just some sort of a herb that I didn't know where it came from. It didn't come from the wine.
Bologna?
No, it didn't come from the bologna.
Not going to hear the end of that one.
I know. I when I saw it, it was it's Boar's Head, folks. It's their charcuterie duo, and it was on discount for $3.79 a pack. It's like that's a little bit. Well, that's okay. It's cheap, and we like smoked Gouda. It's easy.
It's fine.
It's not a great one.
It's not.
It's not. It is probably for sandwiches though. It would be good if you see the Boar's Head charcuterie plate. And you want to make subs at your local church for a fundraiser?
Yeah.
Be great.
Or if you want to have a bologna sandwich.
My bologna has a first name.
Melted on a dollar pack hamburger bun from the Save More.
Yeah. Wrapped in foil.
Perfect. wrapped in foil, mm-hmm. with one flimsy dill pickle on it.
You know,
it's kind of torn because it wasn't sliced right.
And they're like just shoving it all in.
I saw some asshole video on Facebook. It was like a poor man's burnt ends, and it was a full loaf of bologna. And he diced it, and he made burnt ends out of bologna. But it's like, do you know how much a fucking whole, like, 10-pound loaf of bologna costs, asshole? Probably more than chuck, or any, more than actual beef. Yeah.
Food's expensive right now.
And he had these big chunks, folks. They were like 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches. Big, like your big ice cubes in a bourbon glass, right?
Yes.
And he put four of those in a bun, and then a bunch of shit on top of it, and that was a sandwich. It's like, why did you cut it in slices, you dick?
My buddy did one of those faux burnt recipes out of a chuck steak.
Yeah, I've done that.
He said he would never do it again. It's just not even worth it.
It's not. I mean, it's you know, it is what it is. It's not the same.
I mean,
you know, if you got a lot of chuck eye, you might be able to do it with chuck eye. Chuck eye, by the way, is a really good cut of steak. If you don't want to spend on ribeye, actually, I prefer chuck eye over ribeye. I do. I like the flavor.
Foolishness.
I do. I like the flavor.
It was good when you made it. It was.
I don't know. I just like it better. Mm. So sue me, or don't. So folks, we're not going to go take a break. Let's go around the room.
It must be exhausting to always be rooting for the anti-hero yourself.
I am an anti-hero. You're correct. It's better than being a villain. Or it's not. Sometimes I'm a villain.
You know that the anti-hero is the same thing as the villain,
not
right?
Always. There's hero in the name. It's the same difference. Ipso facto, no. You know a word I want to start using is vacillate. I don't know why. Just thought
it's
of
a step up for more or less.
That's true. Kind of. It's not used the same way. But
more or less. You say that all the time.
Did you say Vaseline? No, I didn't, Wilford. Okay.
Glycerin.
Glycerin.
Glycerine.
Glycerine.
You remember that song?
Glycerine! It's a terrible song.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I just did. Go around the room. Everybody, pick out or give an element of the wine. Start with Scott.
The plum, that
plum?
Yes, that stewed plum.
Where did that come from?
Fruit.
We didn't talk about stewed plum. You're just making up shit now.
No.
Stewed plum.
Put that in your, put the glass
on. I'm going to find your stewed plum.
Take a sippy sip. There's a boatload of savory fruit in this.
Yeah. I'll say smoke.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do the tobacco.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
With the savory fruit, there's also a kiss of, like, blueberry.
There is. There is definitely there. It's unusual that you're going to have blue and red fruits kind of intermingling. It's nice.
Yeah. On the finish, you get white pepper.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah. Well, the first finish. And then there's that later finish, you know? Yeah, that white pepper really is a nice, that actually is kind of like the little, I don't know if it's quite a chef's kiss.
It always
kiss,
is. No,
like,
white pepper on the end is always a chef's kiss for me.
Here, you know, yeah. You have to drink it again. For science.
It's not hard to do.
For science. Well, tannin.
Yeah,
I was going to ask if we were counting tannin as.
And I would describe the tannin as round. It's got a lot. They've got a long way to go.
But I think they're slightly chalky as well.
I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But the tannic structure in the wine actually begins in the mid palate, and it's just a long finish. These tannins have a long way to go on the bottle.
And while this wine is full bodied. It also stays very, very lithy. You know, it never, ever weighs on the palate. It never is too much. The only thing, like Becky was saying, this isn't what you would see in Bordeaux from an oaking standpoint. And she's absolutely right on that. So, I don't know who was next. Was you?
Moi.
Oh, you. Okay.
With that tobacco, there's that kiss of tar or... Yeah, and I'm going to point that that smokiness for me comes through solid as cedar. I can smell the cedar every time I take a sip of this wine.
Oh,
it's
absolutely
in my nostrils.
Something that I was looking for, because we've talked about tobacco and smoke, I would not describe this as cigar box, though.
No,
I feel like they're two
no.
separate
100%.
Absolutely.
Things. And I have several drinks I've been trying to find cigar box, because I feel like people listening are probably like, oh, then that would be cigar box. But it's very distinct to me, tobacco, and then later in the wine is the smoke. I was looking through it, too. You all had mentioned graphite. I don't really get that. But I was looking for any other kind of minerality in this. I'm not finding it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all are.
I think that's the graphite thing. It's in there with the tobacco and tar for me.
Yeah, it's right after that.
It's all in there together.
It's kind of like the lead into the white pepper. And it's just
Yeah. Are you getting any other minerality?
No, because we've kind of hit it. I mean, what's more herbaceous than... There is a little bit of... Well, the white pepper, one could say, has a little bit of that aspect to it.
Yeah.
And then the tobacco has a little bit of that aspect to it. The tar has a little bit of that aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'll say is that one other aspect that it has is a little bit of cherry as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the cherry isn't in the front palate. It carries... It's the fruit element that's in the mid.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Right at the beginning of the mid.
Yep.
Yep. There's, it is like a little...
For me, there's this plum, and you could call it whatever you want, prune, whatever.
Figgy pudding? Can I call it that? Because it's Christmas.
I love figgy pudding.
I don't. No, that's okay.
Have you ever had figgy pudding?
I don't. I have not.
I don't think I have.
Neither have I. I just made that shit up.
Have you ever had a fresh fig?
Yeah, fig.
Oh, sure.
Fig.
You've had a fresh fig?
Figs and dates are wonderful to cook with and to make... I'm not trying to prompt a certain voice, but to make a pseudo chutney for serving with meat.
Mm.
I love both of them. And they come around at Trader Joe's around the Christmas holiday.
A meat chutney?
One of my friends, they own a nursery in Baltimore, like a greenhouse. What do they call it? I think they call it a greenhouse. Anyways.
They have a greenhouse.
They have a fig tree, and we were at their house one time, and they just picked a fig off the tree and cut it, and we ate it. It was very cool.
I found a new novelist, and in her stories at one of the restaurants, there's a fig tree.
Oh,
in the
that's cool.
In the terrace.
Huh. Very cool. The one you sent me.
This is a different one.
Oh, you have been like reading a lot lately.
I've been reading a lot.
Because you're on vacation, or
period. Just read.
Yeah.
It's the only way I turn my brain off.
Yeah.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Do you track your books every year or no?
I track them all on my library app. I try to religiously rate them all. I've been writing some commentary.
I love it. What
was that supposed
to be? How many
books
have you read this year? Do you know?
To count them, don't know. I haven't counted them.
Yeah. Every year on Goodreads, I give myself a reading goal.
Okay.
And I like to track my books there, and I rate them. And like, you can be friends with people or not on Goodreads. But every year, I try to set a reading goal.
I'm between 50 and 100.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah. I think I'm at 64.
I read very little serious books this year.
Yeah.
I've tried to read some serious things, and... just not taken for
me. I really resonate with that, like turning your brain off. We're watching Justified, a series right now, but I normally, if I'm like taking good care of myself, I'm not playing on my phone, I am reading a book at night to like...
She's pointing at me.
No, I have really, really loved watching Justified. I'm going to be sad when it's over.
It's true. Well, it was over many years ago, but still.
No, we have two episodes left though on our streaming.
It's a good show. White Lotus, not a good show. So,
people like it.
Don't hate on White Lotus.
It's not a good show.
You've chuckled.
Well, there was a guy's dick. That was nice. That was very exciting.
I think we've seen two on that.
There's a lot of nudity. Just out of the blue. This guy's dick. Wasn't a big dick.
That's why Rob likes the show.
His dick should have been bigger if he's going to be naked.
Early, at, like I think the first episode, you see one, and they actually released a statement about it because it was stupid big, and they were like, "We used a prosthesis, and it was stupid. We're sorry."
Well, the show's stupid, but that's all right. It's not a good show, but anyway, that's okay. We're going to take a break.
Hold on. Are you watching any good TV? Are you mainly reading?
I just power watch Ted Lasso.
Mm.
Yes. And you also like to watch Red Shoes Diaries. That's true. No. Oh, you like that. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. We're back, folks. So it is a Merry Christmas here in the Wine Vault, and our tradition is our gift exchange. I should have probably got Scott's gift before I got back on the air, but because I'm a professional, I have Becky here that will get the gift, or she won't. She'll give me a dirty look. So I have to, off mic, get the gift. I'll be right back.
I don't know how Rob wrapped this gift, but he wrapped his dad's birthday gift like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And used duct tape. It looked like a serial killer wrapped it.
So I do have to point out that we were just on a trip with family member's 60th birthday, a surprise party, which was pulled off very well.
Oh.
He had no clue. But one of the friends from down there has a gnome boyfriend stuffed animal that's very similar to the gnomes on this
That's creepy.
Wrapping paper. And the gnome's nose was really disturbing to me.
Yeah.
Because it didn't look like a nose. I thought it was a different body part, and it was really it was really bothering me.
What body part was that?
The body part.
It was bothering me.
Oh.
I didn't think it should have been stuck out of under a hat.
Oh.
Interesting.
And it kept bothering me.
And it's weird that Rob chose that wrapping paper.
I always use that wrapping paper. I didn't know.
I like the wrapping paper very much. This nose does not bother me the way that other.
That wrapping paper.
I found little sticky things on a piece of tape thingy, like those plastic, those little
dots.
Yeah, that's what I used. Wrapping dots. They suck.
Is that what they're called? Wrapping dots?
I don't know what the fuck they're called. I didn't know they were. I just looked at them.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
It's the sticky things that you get on your fingers, and you're like, oh, that's a...
I'll buy us some tape tomorrow. I'll try my best to remember.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, look at Bo. He's so happy.
These
for
are specific.
You.
Shiraz Y Extreme.
These are, no, Scott, these are what we use in the Wine Vault, the New World Syrah glasses. That's
very
what they
nice.
Are. They're your favorite glasses. I know that.
They're very pretty.
Yes, and they're also the most effective because you can drink, you could actually drink Hain Zen at home. In that, I wouldn't let you drink Hain in those glasses here because they needed to be in the tiny little Riedel Zen glasses.
But well, I think you can take liberty with Zen.
I know.
If you know what you're expecting, you can use different glasses.
I just drank a whole bottle of Buck Cobb on Saturday night, and I drank it out of that one of those.
Where did you wake up?
Well, in my chair.
Yeah.
I was fine, unconscious.
Did you get through the whole bottle?
Yeah. It was lovely.
And what's that go out at 16-1?
No, it was only 15-4, so I wasn't so worried.
Were you hurt?
No. I wasn't. I don't know why, but, you know.
Well, thank you. Now it's my turn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I figured Scott likes these glasses a lot, and they're very, very versatile for everything that he and I drink. So.
The box is cool.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
Want me to open?
The Riedel Extreme Line, folks, is a wonderful, wonderful choice.
This is extremely heavy.
It's probably a
similar
block.
Size box, though.
Mm-hmm. But very,
it's very heavy.
Mm-hmm. Very versatile glasses.
Do you have a guess?
No.
I'll give you a hint. This is something for the whole family.
Beau included or no?
I hope not.
It's really heavy. Do you want to hold it just to see how heavy it is?
That's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
The better half, though.
I know. You have to do some editing on the sound.
Well, that way they know we're unwrapping things here.
I'm cutting open the tape. Re-cutting open the tape.
There's a moment of nervousness. We probably should have opened this.
There's something in a green bag. Get that away from me, that knife. Okay. Pull it down. Wisdom, explore excellence. Are you nervous? Is it a giant Jenga game?
It's giant Jenga.
Oh, that's cool. It smells so good.
That does smell.
Did you
that does smell nice. Smell
that's it? Why I said, I hope it's not for Bo.
It smells so good. Oh, the boys are going to love this.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
I you know, and it's
I love
adult
this.
Fun
uh-huh.
out on the deck.
Yep.
Sure
cool.
it'll be.
That's super cool. Do you want to smell it?
It does smell like a sawmill. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. That smells so good.
That's
fresh cut wood.
Yes, it is.
That's exciting. They're going to be really pumped about
they are. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can make it into a drinking game. You can
oh,
make
you can
it into
do that.
Like.
I'm going to do that. Why about myself?
No,
here we go, Rob. Here we go. I really damn it.
It also comes in a really nice, like, carrying case.
So I had built a set of outdoor Jenga.
Really?
And I was going to give it to one of my children, but then I'm like, what the fuck do you do with it? You need a bag or something to carry
it
in.
That's true. That's true.
That was why I jumped all over this because it's got the nice carrying case.
That's
it
really
does.
Fun. They're going to be pretty comfortable.
They are gonna like that. Now
we have basement game.
Basement. No, we have the perfect the footstool and the big footstool. We put the,
yeah. Oh, we could put it on the footstool.
Yeah, we always just put it away though because Maggie will carry it around.
Outdoors.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure outdoors.
You're going to an outdoor birthday party. You can bring the Jenga.
I think it would be so fun for like soccer tournaments. It would be so fun for
100%.
Yeah.
Now, when it's late night at the Holiday Inn and.
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking outdoor between games, but also that.
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, on tonight's potpourri.
I'm already in my mind hearing the boys being pissed at Luke for like.
Knocking it over.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Mainly William. I feel like Henry will know to be a good sport.
Well, here's my question for the group.
Huh.
What wine? Varietal otherwise.
Adam, good.
I think you should have some.
No, you guys. What did you say? What varietal what?
Do you think embodies Christmas the most? This is the most abstract question I've asked.
For me, it's Cab. Cab to me is a wintertime wine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually won't accept any other answers.
Oh.
Well, I've got something more for you then.
Cab for me, when you have a good cab, and even like honestly something like this that is predominantly cab and has the smokiness,
mm-hmm.
there's so many cabs that we've discussed, like fire, crackling, cozy, cabin, snow.
Oh, I thought it was everything that had alliteration. That was.
But Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You know what I've become to think of?
Huh.
Mm.
Port.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Port to me is an evening drink. You would drink it during the day?
Well, I'm just that Christmas
I have.
Day. Port.
Mm. I agree. Port is, yes, Christmas and port are two things. You know what I would say, though?
Huh.
I would say Liefermilch.
That's not funny.
I ask this question every time. What's the one with the winter scene on it?
Ars Vetus.
So, question. This is to Becky. Do Rob's parents have a basement space that has like a full-size dog cage that he could be put in if he drinks Liefermilch on Christmas Day?
I'm going to make you drink Liefermilch. It used to be able to, used to be able to buy that more often. I'm going to buy that shit and make you drink it. Cheap German wine challenge. That's going to be very hard to curate, but I can do it.
Great. Is our next episode Winery of the Year?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes.
We haven't really been keeping track of that.
You look back at all the episodes we've done this year, then you say, oh, here we go, and I'll do that for you.
It's tough.
It's not.
That's going to be a tough one.
It's not. You know what Winery of the Year won't be? Craggy Lane.
What what do you say is the Christmas wine?
No, Scott said it kind of port. I mean, definitely.
What?
I would agree with him. But if I can't do that, if I can't make it be port, then, let's think here. He goes up there and he comes back. You know what? Because Santa and the sleigh and shit like that is at the North Pole, and I believe in Santa. Why is everybody looking at me funny? Anyway.
Ice, trying to ice figure vine. Out where you're going with this.
Ice vine.
Oh, that's stupid. I do have to say.
No, port's right, though.
Port, but, you know, cab is a great choice for Christmas wines.
I always do. Well, you know, Christmas Eve, I always open a Cabernet. This year, I have a couple tenderloin roasts that I'm going to do. And, the red wine that I am going to drink by myself, probably. Becky will have a half a glass. Will be something smashing. Actually, I might do a Turley Monticello.
You can do two tenderloins?
No, I have two, but I'll do one. Then I'll do ones for a later date. Because one's like a 4-pounder.
What?
That's a nice size, though.
Oh, it is.
What are you making? Anything good?
Day by day.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get there.
Yeah.
I might do a Bernays sauce.
We're hopeful of hosting a small thing at our house Christmas Eve, and then maybe going to Chinese dinner with the Gibsons.
That whole area. Last year they weren't open.
Last year they weren't open. The dining room wasn't open.
I do declare.
Wings will be open. If they're not, we could go to Wings, and two of the little three giblets have been there and really enjoyed it. So, and Stevie and I met there once.
I have not been to Wings.
I think they do a fantastic job.
Wings is in the... I'm not going to say anything else. I'll say it off air.
Scott is wearing a wing.
No. It's a triangulation thing.
What, like location? Crossfire? What are you talking
about? Stop. I'm not saying anything else.
Becky's her assassin background is right now showing through. Shh, don't talk about it. Scott, by the way, full disclosure, is wearing a Wings hat and also hit it on the mic.
It's
swag.
Scott, though, swag. Are you okay?
It has an apostrophe. It's not a plural.
No. You're only wearing
it's a possessor?
You're only wearing two layers today.
That's not true.
Oh, you're wearing a third? No hoodie, though.
No hoodie.
Okay.
So I wear the same Blue Jackets practice jersey every Sunday.
I don't look at what you wear.
And you're wearing a hockey shirt and a
hoodie.
We're the same.
As I said.
Did you see the crew release their schedule?
I did.
All night games.
Oh, well, nice.
Times are always subject to change. Mm-hmm. Joe texted me that, and we were back and forth a little bit. Mm-hmm. There'll be some changes.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Henry's an older lad.
The boys are doing the President's Day camp, and we usually get tickets from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For I think the first game is what they did last year.
Yeah.
And that's cool, too, because they always give, like, they got those cool toboggans last year.
And it's colder than shit. So.
Yep.
Well, folks, we're going to take a break.
Yep.
But then we'll be right back with the review. Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the 2015 Ferrari Carano Tresor. We're going to go around the room. We're going to get some scores, numerical scores, to rate this wine. Would you like me to start, or would someone else like to go first?
They have a dill pickle popcorn pack.
Becky is talking about
something and fair.
Yeah.
Safe and fair.
Safe and fair. Check it out. They make gluten-free and nut-free and taste-free items, and it's you can...
Dill pickle's not... I don't know how that would taste. Probably great.
I was just trying to think of things that were free. It's not free, though. It costs quite a bit of money.
Our country.
And they have a picture of themselves. They had somebody paint their portrait, and it doesn't look anything like them. That's okay. That's okay.
You're so mean.
Maybe the painter was blind.
Stop.
It's not that they're ugly people. They're lovely looking people. They just don't look like that.
I am scoring this wine.
Oh, okay. Becky's going now.
An 89.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part of it was
the burn from the vodka.
Structure.
Mm-hmm.
And the white pepper. I feel like, even though it was weighty and it had the structure, it was full bodied, it was missing some elements of a higher end wine, such as a mouthfeel.
What?
It had some chalkiness in the middle, but it didn't have, you know what I'm talking about. You're
no,
just,
I don't know.
You do.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That would be number one. And then number two. I feel like if this is a Bordeaux style blend, then the oaking should have been lighter. And I didn't, I enjoyed the oaking more than I expected, but I just wondered what it was hiding.
See,
what it was hiding. People ask you that.
What I'm hiding.
And I thought you were almost there to say that you actually enjoyed the oaking.
That was fine.
So,
those that actually know Becky, it was. The first one was Odin, and the second was Diva. So, one and two in Russian. So, there we go. I just had to look those up so I could translate for her. Go ahead, Scott.
I'm...
Big smile.
Different place with this. I'm 91.
91. There we go. Attaboy.
And I do understand your critique of this, but I love the way this is oaked for an American-style Bordeaux blend.
Sure.
I think the oaking will serve it well with time in the bottle as well.
Oh, yeah.
One of the reasons this has to be more than a 90 for me and it's a 91 is I think it will age well, and I think it'll be a different and a better wine with time.
Not 15 years, but we're talking five to seven.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
What, this was,
that's good,
this
though.
This is a 2-year-old release, and they said till 2030.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 10 years?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm in a 92. I think it's...
When is the last time Rob was the highest score?
When things were done correctly.
There's been a couple times where he and I have disagreed.
I waffle
in the lower score.
Yeah, I waffle between a 91 and a 92. I went with a 92 simply because...
You needed to give it a better score to counteract mine.
But it was written down before your Russian score. Uh-huh. I don't know how to say 89 in Russian, but I'm sure. Maybe it's Belarusian. Do they speak Russian there, don't they? Why am I asking you, Scott? Becky, what do they speak there?
They speak Russian in Ukraine.
I'm sure. Not the part.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure
you didn't.
Let's reframe this.
You didn't.
You wanted to say they are supposed to speak Russian in Ukraine.
They do. I've Googled it before.
Oh, Google. Okay. Anyway, cue Russian music. Anyway, I think, the complexity.
I agree with your score because when you average it out, it's a 90.6, and I think that's a fair score.
So why didn't you give it a 90.6?
Because it deserves an 89.
No, it doesn't.
My range for it would be an 89 to 90.
Actually,
you have to give it a 2-point range. That's okay.
89 to 90?
That's 1 point. It has to be 89 to 91.
Okay, then it would be an 88 to 90.
Up your ass. Anyway, so, obviously she's shown that she has no credibility. But that's okay.
Actually, isn't it exactly a 91?
It averages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, since I just gave it a 98.
No, it's 92, 91, and 89.
Okay. Scott, you throw out the low, so it's a 91.5.
I don't think it.
No, you're
it's just
right.
like yeah. It's just like
that too.
It's figure skating here. We're throwing what? Out the low score.
Well, then you'd throw out the high score and it'll get a 91.
Yeah, it'd be 272.
That's better than your 89.
Yeah,
90.67. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I did long division right here.
Is that what took 15 minutes? Anyway, I love the fact that the wine has complexity. You know, from if you're talking about a straight drinker, just a straight, I'm going to sit back and drink and enjoy. The Symmetry probably would fit the bill for more people that are listening to the show.
Maybe.
But for thinkers and for ageability purposes.
I have a question.
I have a question. Hold your question. It's not a question.
One of the reviews said that this wine was accessible. What are your opinions on that?
I think
well, he was just kind of talking about that. He thinks the Symmetry's.
What was that, the tasting panel that you were? Because do you work for them?
I'd just like to interrupt.
I think
you,
you might. Anyway,
I don't know if I would say this wine's accessible. I don't necessarily think it's like
well, it's
niche.
Not. It's not because you don't have to take out a wine cork. So
no,
it'd
no,
be
no,
difficult.
No. So I think what Rob was getting at, he was trying to. You were starting to say that you thought the Symmetry was more approachable to the masses.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had to give her finger guns because she can't use a wine cork. That's okay.
I can't.
No,
it's
you
like
can't.
Beyond my skill level.
Mayomi is in her future.
What were you going to say about Symmetry before Becky was mansplaining to you?
She couldn't mansplain her. Anyway.
I think she mansplained you.
Oh, up your ass, you douche. Anyway.
This is like the third time you've said that on this episode.
Why shouldn't I? I mean, basically, I'm playing the Russian music in a fucking
like
loop
you're
right now.
Getting really flustered.
Anyway,
it's totally exhausting to always be rooting for the anti-hero.
It is.
It's hard for us to carry this episode. Let me just say that.
I think we've carried it fairly easily. To be honest with you, I don't feel that way at all. I'm following your thought process, but I think we got it covered.
Yeah, that's a good review, Rob. Good job.
I
you
think
did a good job.
I
I'm really
nobody
proud of
else
you.
Wants to hear what you had to say. About
I'm
going to
start lashing out, you dicks. Anyway, I'll say it in this voice since I'm not allowed on the show.
Stop.
Might even say cock breath too, just to piss everybody
what?
Off. You never listened to Valorant episode. Valorant. It was yes, it was. Scott brought it on. And by the way, Scott, brush your teeth. That's not the point. Anyway. I'll
I have
switch.
A funny story to tell after this episode.
I'll tell. You talk again. You get Welford. Anyway. So,
Symmetry
is more dark fruits. And I think that's probably a little more approachable. It's more classic Californian. This
yeah.
is a little bit more Bordeaux, except for the way the oak is a little bit big on the finish. So, in that sense, I can see people really gravitating towards the Symmetry in a certain sense. But for people that are really, really wine aficionados, this is a wine to have. It isn't like it isn't the pinnacle of your collection, but it really is. And let's not ignore this fact.
Let's
a
not.
Great value at $44. There's
and
a lot of complexity.
I saw some prices at $35, man. Online.
Oh shit,
yeah.
You could buy it there. So that's the best thing. I mean, Symmetry actually, if you buy at regular prices, is over $50, low $50s. This isn't.
I think this is just for me.
It's a great buy.
I think you know this wine has a step up in class from the Symmetry.
Well, it's a step up, a slightly more sophisticated.
Sophisticated class. And although, Becky, I hear what you're saying about the mouthfeel, but what this wine does have is it has a certain texture about it that I mm-hmm. just love.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a density. And you know, if this were French, you'd say this is a little too big. It's
showy. A little too showy.
That too.
You would know this is
California.
California.
Yeah, you would.
And I'm fine with that. This is, mm-hmm. I don't want a California Bordeaux style to pretend to be something that it isn't, because they can't do that. You just don't.
No.
You don't have the grapes to do that with.
Yeah.
This, however, I love all the AVAs that it comes from. Ferrari Carano, we know they do good things. This is just another example of that. And I'm excited to try more of their stuff. We've all loved their different things they do. But for me, this is a class. grassy drink.
Yep. Another great, great example of what Four Eyed Chronicle can do.
This should be on fine dining establishments' wine list.
Yeah, that's fair.
And this should be on wine list.
And if you could sell it, I mean, it's 44, I don't know, 89, 90, somewhere in that range.
They're going to put it up about 100, but whatever.
Yeah.
It also is pretty impressive, the variety that Ferrari Carano can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because they also have this Sienna, which is like their Italian stuff.
Yeah, and like stylistically, this is so different.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's impressive.
Yeah.
We did have some problems with Sienna. We had some inconsistencies with that.
I haven't had it in a couple of years. The vintages I've had I've liked, so maybe you've had some that weren't very good. But even cheap stuff, their Fumé Blanc is good.
Yep.
I mean, it's all good. I
love that Fumé Blanc.
So it's one of these wineries that they don't have a Cabernet that costs $15. Screw that. $32. But they have them in the low 20s. Everything they do has a certain level of good quality. Not quality. Mm-hmm. Good quality.
And something that stands out about it.
Yeah. Have they been a winery of the year?
I don't think
so. Not yet.
Oh. Spoiler alert.
You know, the cab, I haven't had that. You guys have.
What's You've the had distinct? The cab.
I don't recall it. What's the distinct characteristic of the Ferrari Carano cab?
It is quintessential classic Alexander Valley Cabernet.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, you know everything that you know what Alexander Valley is. It's everything we want it to be. Is that wine?
The Fumé Blanc was so crisp and precise. I wanted them to make a sparkler out of that thing.
Oh,
I think it would
be
freaking
cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The Merlot, that creamy, daggone near dairy mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It's just.
Mm-hmm.
Season 7, we will get the Merlot back on the show to revisit
it. You should
it.
Do Can't the cab, wait. Too.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Trying to load it up for a winery of the year.
I know. Mm. Plan that for like November, December 2023.
Drizzly, can you deliver within an hour?
That's too long. I have standard Ferrari Carano Cabernet in there. So.
Look at Scott.
But that ain't what we drink.
How's it winery of the year when you only drank it on the Christmas episode? Well, Rob set it up.
Because I've had a lot of their stuff. And I've never had a bad wine from them. Never, yeah. never had a bad wine.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, we hope you had a Merry Christmas. And for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Lance Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we will bid you adieu. But we will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night, folks.